here with a reading from Acts chapter 9, Jubal Krogert and Laura Lindemann. Saul grew stronger and stronger. He confused the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Messiah. After this had gone on for some time, the religious authorities hatched a plot to kill Saul. However, he found out about their scheme. They were keeping watch at the city gates around the clock so they could assassinate him. But his students took him by night and lowered him in a basket through an opening in the city wall.
When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him. They didn't believe he was really a disciple. Then Barnabas brought Saul to the apostles and told them the story about how Saul had seen the Lord on the way and that the Lord had spoken to Saul. He also told them about the confidence with which Saul had preached in the name of Jesus in Damascus. After this, Saul moved freely among the disciples in Jerusalem and was speaking with confidence in the name of the Lord.
He got into debates with the Greek-speaking Jews as well, but they tried to kill him. When the family of believers learned about this, they escorted him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace. God strengthened the church, and its life was marked by reverence for the Lord. Encouraged by the Holy Spirit, the church continued to grow in numbers.
As Peter toured the whole region, he went to visit God's holy people in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who was paralyzed and had been confined to his bed for 8 years. Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus the Messiah heals you. Get up and make your bed." At once he got up. Everyone who lived in Lydda and Charon saw him and turned to the Lord.